Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Happy New Year and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, achieving your financial goals. The beginning of a new year is an excellent time to set goals, including your financial goals. Did you know that the vast majority of people have no written goals? Now, who do you think is more likely to achieve their goals? Someone who has just a vague idea of what their goals are? Or someone who has put them clearly down in writing? You got it, the person who writes them down. Writing down your goals radically increases your chances of achieving them. You have the ability to create the life you want, and writing down your goals gives you the roadmap you need to drive your own destiny. Beyond writing your goals down, the second most important thing you can do is share them with others. Telling people you know and trust about your goals reinforces them and creates accountability. It also gets others interested in seeing you reach your goals. It makes sense to set goals in all aspects of your life: financial, social, professional, and family and fitness-related goals. In this episode, I'm going to give you a few tips specifically about setting and achieving financial goals. If you listened to last week's episode, you learned that your net worth and your cash flow are the two fundamental components of your financial health. If you haven't already calculated your current net worth and monthly cash flow, take a few moments to do it now. When you write down your financial goals, include goals for how much you plan to increase your net worth and your cash flow in 2008. Your net worth goal might be something like, increase my net worth by 10% or more in 2008, which means that my net worth will be $220,000 or more by the end of the year. Your cash flow goal might be something like, increase my monthly cash flow by $100 starting in January by raising the deductible on my homeowner's policy and eating dinner out 2 times a week instead of 3. Think about the other things you'd like to achieve this year that involve money. What other financial goals do you want to set for 2008? Maybe you want to save for a vacation or buy an investment property. Maybe you want a higher return on your investments or to increase your income by a certain amount this year. Maybe you want to increase the amount you're investing for your kids' college educations by $75 a month. Whatever your goals are, write them down. And when you write them down, it's really helpful to be specific. Instead of writing, I want to save more for retirement, write, I'm contributing 15% of my salary to my 401k for the entire duration of this year. When setting your goals, aim high. Now, you don't want to set a goal that's impossible to reach, but you also don't want to underestimate yourself and set your sights too low either. So aim high, but be realistic. Personally, I like to keep quarterly as well as yearly and even some longer-term goals. I carry my quarterly goals with me so I can look at them easily, and I like to chart my progress as I go. Now that the start of 2008 is here, take a little time to reflect on what you want to accomplish financially this year and write down goals that will help you achieve the outcome you want. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. As always, everyone's situation is different, so be sure to consult a tax or financial advisor before making important financial decisions. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Oh, and I'd really appreciate it if you took a moment to post a review at iTunes. Send your questions or comments to money@qdnow.com or call them into my voicemail line, 8776-RICHER. Thanks for listening.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.